Our project was a participatory research project funded by the National Institutes on Minority Health and Health Disparities. Thank you, NIMHD, and we have no relationships to disclose. Here's our co-authors. We were funded for a two-year pilot study. We had a specific task to identify a priority health issue with the leadership of Cambodian American women. We had no health issue that we had identified prior to the project. The Cambodian women's group developed that. We were to also pilot test a community intervention with leadership from Cambodian American women. And along the way, we aimed to build capacities of communities to engage in research and as scientists to partner with communities. So for our approach for this project, we decided to develop a group of women who were from the community. They weren't necessarily already in community organizations. They weren't necessarily already community leaders. They weren't working in public health. But we thought that they would be able to approach this from their own lived experience and analyze health and identify some issues and interventions that they might like to develop. Our community advisory board strongly recommended that we have two generations of women representing the older refugee population who arrived in the 70s and 80s, and younger women who were born either in refugee camps or in the U.S. We wanted to focus on root causes of health disparities and work in a context, consider health in a social context. So these are the members of our women's group that we organized for this project, and two of them are here today to talk about the project, their experiences. And here they are. The women met every week, and with SOTV is here also, one of the project facilitators. The issues that they analyzed through the course of the project were a complex of issues. We really couldn't focus on one because we found that many of these issues were interrelated. Their previous experiences for the refugee generations, the many traumas that they had experienced individually and collectively, and continuing traumas from the experiences living in Oakland, were sort of identified as an overarching issue, but many of these other issues emerged also. The group, one of the things that they really felt would improve health would be for there to be a Cambodian community center, which there currently isn't in Oakland. I'm sorry, I should have said our project was based in Oakland across the bay. People felt that some of the things that a community center would do would be to provide a place where people could gather and meet and address some of the health needs that they had identified previously. Since NIH doesn't build centers, we weren't allowed to rent or build a building with our funds. We broke out the pieces of what we could do, what a center might provide, and some of the pieces that we thought were doable within a two-year project were community gardens, a Cambodian New Year celebration was something that hadn't happened in Oakland as a community-wide celebration, and a cultural exhibit. Would be something that they thought might be live in that space were there to be a center. So we did some of those things. We developed some community gardens, and here's some community members, including Khun Pangra, enjoying themselves in one of the two gardens that we developed, and there's a third garden underway. We had New Year's celebrations that were, we actually were able to do two celebrations, which were super a lot of fun. We can talk about some of those things. And we put on a cultural exhibit, which was displayed in conjunction with the second New Year's celebration. And we can talk more about the content of that. I want to leave time for my co-presenters to talk about the experience. If anybody wanted to see details of this, we've posted this online, but I really thought since we had the opportunity to have two of our community participants, they could share their experiences of working on the project. So thank you. Can you come up to the microphone?
Hello, my name is Satya Vitan. I was one in the project that I'm helping coordinate to have a meeting every Monday and will experience like a community sharing, talking, and also we have learned a lot about the generation gap. That's how the old generation and the young generation was not getting along, and then the conflict between the family, and then they have learned and then approach some of the issue.
Cambodian say chamriep suoy.
She says Cambodian say hello.
Yeah. My name is Khun Phanara. I don't know speak English. Yeung khnyom ban ka sobai yang khlang da ban okas pikruh chmuoy kon khmeing.
When the meeting every Monday, I have enjoyed meeting with the Jews.
Chum non krao hai, nhom ko ban rin sot chiu chan chiu mui buk ke.
And I have learned a lot from the Jews.
Pi rung ka kip sang kat.
I learned from the Jews about the pressure.
Pi
And I also learned a lot from the youth about pressure from the environment, society, and friends.
សង កត់ 2 សាលារៀនគេក៏យកការឈឺចាប់នេះមកទម្លាក់លើឪពុកម្ដាយដែលមានការរងគ្រោះពីសង្គ្រាម
due to the pressure from school and environment and society, the youth has brought the pressure hometo put on the parents who are been struggling from war trauma and then also as a refugee arrived to this country.
ហើយភៀសខ្លួនមកនៅស្រុកគេដែលទើបតែងើបពីការអត់ឃ្លាននិងសេចក្តីស្លាប់
due to the poor pressure from the children, parents areStruggle just arrived to this country, suffering from war trauma, starvation, and separation, and the death of the family member.
Ban thua ao pu cha cha chum non muk khang mua mau hai tu រោគយកបាយដោះស្រាយយកខ្លួនរួចខ្លួនតែប៉ុណ្ណោះ
to the pressure from the children and environment, society make the kid put on the parent, and then the parent was struggling, and then they don't know how to deal with it, so the parent trying to escapethemselves to different environment also just to get away from the pressure from the children because they was upsetting of their life and now the children pressure on them as well.
ពួកខ្ញុំជាមនុស្សចាស់ជំនាន់មុនមានការពិបាកនឹងដោះស្រាយការរស់នៅក្នុងប្រទេសថ្មីមិនចេះភាសាមិនស្គាល់ផ្លូវនិងទំនៀមទម្លាប់របស់ប្រទេសថ្មីនិងការរស់នៅហើយគេដែរ
as a parent, as a refugee arrived to the new country, we all not even know the language, the street, the culture, the lifestyle, and also the culture shock is very difficult for us as a parent to establish life in this country.
ដោយការពិបាករបស់ខ្លួនឯងនឹងហើយត្រូវមកជួបការពិបាកជាមួយកូនទៀត
Due to the struggling and difficult as a parent being through trauma and now we arrive to this country we have to face with children pressure and then culture shock is very on top of what we've been through
នេះហើយដែរអ្វីឲ្យកូននិងឪពុកម្ដាយពិបាកយកពិបាកអាស្រ័យគ្នាដូច្នេះក្រុមបានជួយឲ្យចាស់យល់នៅភាពពិបាករបស់ក្មេងៗហើយក្មេងយល់ពីការចាស់ឆ្លងកាត់ធ្វើឲ្យចាស់និងក្មេងមានទំនាក់ទំនងនឹងគ្នាក្រាន់ជ្រើសខ្វះក្រាន់បាក់ខ្លះ
After all the conclusion it's a woman group has helped the young generation and the old generation as I'm the parent to understandmore clearly about the youth has struggle and then the youth has understand my struggling so the gap between us have bridged a little bit thank you
My name is Monica Thin. My involvement with CWG has been a great experience. At first, when they had asked me if I wanted to be involved in CWG, I was like, well, who's going to be in there? And then they was like, well, you're going to be in there with a couple of people of your age and a couple of people that's like elders, like your elders.I was like, well, I don't know if I wanted to join. I could barely speak Cambodian. So, I decided to join, and I'm very happy. Like, I'm very happy that I actually went because I actually got to talk to the elders because all the elders were my mom.Family and friends, or they're my family too, but yeah, so I actually got to talk to them and understand them on a different level of like the trauma that they had went through back at home. And because growing up, I was never really close to my mom. She never really wanted to talk to me about what she had went through. She was always like, she never said anything and I never understood her. And at one point I really didn't like her.Because I just felt like she didn't understand where I was coming from, and she didn't understand where I was coming from, and I didn't understand where she was coming from. Like she was always putting this wall up. But after joining CWG, after hearing the stories of you know the trauma they had went through in the war, and it just made me open my eyes, and I totally have a way different perspective of.Everything and I actually got to learn more about my culture. They actually got to know more about us. Like in the CWG program, we actually talked about not only their struggles but our struggle too as an American, you know, growing up, was born and raised in Oakland, living out here, that we also struggle as well. So together we try to make a change in the community by bringing like all the people together, all like Southeast Asian, or not even just Southeast Asian, just everybody just come to see who we are and, you know, who we're all about. And yeah, so we tried, as Juliet showed you, we threw a Cambodian New Year celebration. We also have our own garden, which is at Harbor House. I believe it's still there, is it? Yeah, it's at Harbor House, and I think we were doing one at Laney College. And our bio, a little bit, like, our bio is actually being exhibited at the Paratha Hacienda. And, yeah, so together okay, yeah, it was a great experience. Thank you.